Hot Business on Hot 1027.
Now, it seems that Johannesburg's CBD is getting a new lease on life, and savvy property investors, I'm told, are already circling. That's thanks to the city's new inner city revitalization plan, which aims to transform derelict buildings into viable commercial and residential assets. I guess all of this has got to be welcomed. So let's find out a little bit more with Ricardo Silva, managing director at Galletti Auction. And he says demand is already picking up in hotspots like Germiston, in Maboneng, and also in Melrose. So, Ricardo, a very warm welcome. I'm wondering, first of all, why investors need to believe in an inner city comeback. There have been so many years of decline, haven't there?
Yeah, I think there has. And I think there's, you know, with the decline, there's also been, you know, a renewed interest. And, you know, I think that the Joburg CBD is very cyclic. You know, sometimes, you know, you get a revitalization, and then it happens, you know, that, you know, a lot of investors are buying, and then, you know, it almost goes on a decline again, you know. And I think it's got a lot to do with, you know, investor confidence and, you know, with the way that things are moving, you know. And I think there's no hard and fast rule, but at the moment, I think we are on the upward cycle as far as the inner city is concerned.
I'm going to wear my naysayer's hat for one more question, and I'm going to say to you that the CBD has serious structural and safety issues. Of that, there is no doubt. Again, why should an investor take the risk here?
I can't agree with you more. You know, you can't hide from the fact that the you know, there's a lot of disrepair in the CBD. Why I would invest in it, and I always look at it from my point of view, is coming down to, again, the returns. You know, the hustle and bustle of the CBD, the returns are astronomical. You know, if you're looking at buying a building in, you know, sort of Linden, Johannesburg, you know, the returns that you're getting, you're going to be buying it at around an 11% yield. You know, if you're looking at Joburg CBD, you're looking at probably, you know, purchasing a property and at an 18 to 20% return. So as an investor, that's where I want to put my money. Is there some, you know, sort of hair and makeup that you need to be doing to get the building up and running? Absolutely.
But you will agree it's long-term ROI, though. You're not going to make money instantly.
I think, you know, in Joburg CBD, you definitely, you know, make your money a lot quicker, but it's a high-risk investment. You know, what we're finding at the moment is that guys are coming to our auction platform. They're bidding on a property at a relatively higher value, and you know, they expect to see their returns, you know, within 3 years, you know, at an 18% return. Whereas if you're buying in sort of your more established areas, you know, guys have a more long-term view on their property purchases.
So how real is the investor interest, Ricardo, that you're seeing? Is it mostly local, or is there a sniff of international interest here?
I would say it's probably split down the middle. I think there's a lot of guys that, you know, are very much committed to Joburg CBD. One being Gerald Alitsky. You know, if anyone, you know, knows the city, they know that he's got Gundy Square, and anything around there is, you know, premium, you know, and very well looked after. And then you get a lot of it foreign investment, you know, guys that are speculating. And I talk about foreign investment, you know, coming from Africa, where guys see a lot of opportunity. You know, South Africa is still viewed as a relatively safe space to put your money, which, you know, we're seeing a lot of at, you know, on our auction platform.
You've listed properties, I think I said at the beginning of our conversation, in Germiston and in Maboneng, for instance. What would make those two particular nodes so hot right now?
Look, Germiston is a great industrial node. It's also, you know, got a lot of interest, you know, far and wide as far as, you know, hotspots are concerned. You know, so Germiston's got a lot of residential. It's very heavily focused in industrial. We've got an auction happening on the 28th of May at the end of the month, where we've probably got maybe 12 properties, you know, whether that's industrial or residential, you know, coming up in Germiston. So there seems to be a lot of interest there, but these are, you know, liquidation properties and willing sellers. If you look at Maboneng, you know, Maboneng was one of the properties that, well, one of the areas that we saw, you know, really take an upward cycle. And now it's almost, you know, sort of getting on the decline, well, has been on the decline for 3 years. But we're seeing a renewed interest in that node. You know, the streets are a lot cleaner. There's a lot of security there. So it's a good investment.
And Ricardo, when we talk about usage, is the demand mostly from your perspective logistics and industrial, or, and maybe leading on from the Mabunenga example that you've just given us, is there still an appetite for creative or mixed use when it comes to property?
I would say definitely. You know, Mabunenga and CBDs, there's a huge interest in, mixed use developments. You know, a lot of guys are buying these old buildings, you know, revitalizing them to put student accommodation or, you know, convert to, you know, a nice residential conversion. So, you know, there's a big interest in the CBD to do those types of things. Within the Germiston area, the industrial properties, you know, industry is booming at the moment, you know, with, mining seeming on the upward cycle. There seems to be a lot of, people moving into the likes of Calverwell and Ruedecorp. And by the very nature of that, you know, there needs to be people that are going to be living in the area. So it's a one hand washes the other type of scenario.
If Johannesburg gets this right, and as residents, we all hope that the city does, what do you think the inner city could look like in, 3 to 5 years from now?
Look, if I'm being very optimistic, I'd say it's probably going to be the new Sandton City. However, I think it's going to take a little bit longer than the 3 to 5 years. You know, there needs to be really conscious effort from government to make sure that the upliftment of the area is not something just spoken about, but it's actually something that's followed through with. You know, stuff like the roads, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done as far as, you know, the government is concerned. But it also takes a lot of, you know, landlords and owners to make sure that they also, you know, putting a positive impact in that area. So 3 to 5 years, I think it's going to be a lot different to what it looks like now. I would say it's probably going to be an eight years until we can actually see a really, really a big difference in that area.
And I think you've hit the nail on the head when you say that it all comes down to what local government is going to do about this and the reality of the situation. And unless that changes, and particularly around maybe the City Council of Johannesburg and the city administration, confidence continues to be shaky at best.
Yeah, look, I think it's time for you know, the government to put their money where their mouth is. You know, it's all good and well saying that we're going to do this and we're going to do that. You know, the reality is that the road that it exploded 3-4 years ago, you know, you look at other countries and that, you know, those things are fixed, you know, very, very quickly, you know, and, you know, to sit there for even longer than 6 months, you know, really is disappointing. So I think the government plays a huge role in, you know, in seeing where we're going to be at in the next 3 to 5 years.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Ricardo Silva, Managing Director of Galletti Auction. I appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027.